Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 4-8, Graveyard, the Blood of the Martyr. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 12th month on the 15th day of the 12th month. Dear Dan, in October of 2003, due to some budgetary reallocations at G6, I ended up having to leave working second shift and was transferred to third shift, commonly referred to by some as graveyard. At that time, I had to relinquish my part-time job with G5 at G11. But as I stated earlier, I ended up with more money due to the third shift stipend at G6. Throughout the course of this time till now, I have had three different assignments working in four different departments and additional common areas. The first assignment was in G6A and lasted for 5 years, from October 2003 until October 2008. The second was in G6B and was from October 2008 through the end of December 2009. And my current assignment began January 1st, 2010. The following event occurred, I believe, in the summer of 2004 and is critical that it be written down and understood clearly. I had just arrived to work and was getting a cup of coffee in the break room. One of the nurses pointed out of a window northward to an area outside and a little distant from where we were. It was cordoned off by yellow tape. She said that earlier in the day, someone, a man, had committed suicide in that area by shooting himself in the head. The yellow tape was police barricade tape. The suicide occurred in an area where I had to go to process trash. When I went down there in the course of my duties, I looked at the place shown to me by the nurse, which by then had been cleared of police tape. I saw the exact spot where the man's head had landed as he fell. I saw the coagulated blood on the curb and in the flower bed, and the blood trail that went down the asphalt driveway to a storm drain. I inquired of the Lord as to why he wanted me to know about this. Here, in essence, is what he said to me. the man, before he pulled the trigger, and, as he lay dying, called upon the name of the Lord. At that very instant, Jesus heard him and accepted his call and forgave him of his sins and took him home to glory. Further, the Lord then instructed me that the spilled blood from that man's body became acceptable to the Lord at the point of his salvation as becoming part of his body. Hence, the blood of his martyr is in that place. I saw the evidence and heard the word of the Lord and confirm it to be true. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out of my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maidservants I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.